Monday morning, 3 hours before the start of the solar eclipse, my family and I dragged chairs and a cooler to a sunny spot overlooking Winnegar Lake at the Missouri Department of Conservation's Scrivener Road Conservation Area. That's near Russellville in Cole County. It was a long, hot wait to see the eclipse in the band of totality. It's a little afternoon, and the sun looks like it's got a bite taken out of it. The moon has started to go across the sun. It's at least 90 degrees here. We are hot. There's a lake nearby. We've all joked about jumping into it. There are some folks out fishing and, you know, decided to go out on the lake to fish and see the eclipse at the same time. We all can't wait till the totality, in part because it drops about 12 degrees and we're excited to feel that drop in temperature. About 50 others joined us there. Still more were watching from other places on the conservation area. People from all backgrounds and political beliefs drawn together to witness something few ever get to see. Jeff Matthews brought his family and a neighbor 8.5 hours in a large van from Tyler, Texas, just to see the eclipse.
I was at a committee meeting and someone said, you know, I'm going to the eclipse. I said, that sounds like a really good idea. I'm going to go too.
So you took off work and here you are.
Yes.
His wife, Emily, kids, Lucy and Kate, their cousin, Annie Vio, and friend, Bea Median, were excited as they got out of the van and got ready for the big event.
I just think it's so wonderful that we can be here. And I just, you know, just being here and really seeing, I want to see the stars come out. To see the stars in the daytime would be amazing.
It's going to be really cool to see it, like, night, but, like, in the middle of the day, I guess. So that'd be kind of neat.
Kind of excited for it to look like a full moon cycle is happening.
Helen Sinner came to the Scrivener Road Conservation Area from nearby Camdenton.
You don't get that many opportunities to see a total solar eclipse. I've seen a partial before in Costa Rica. We're so close, why miss it? That's just crazy.
Helen's friend Debbie Blair came from Lynn Creek.
Those once-in-a-lifetime experiences are things, opportunities that you can't miss. It's going to be spectacular, and it's going to get a little chilly, which we could use right now.
Tom Schlatter was the first one to set up at Winnegar Lake. He arrived a little after 8 with his 2 grown children, one who had flown in from San Francisco for the eclipse. Schlatter was most excited about one thing.
The full glory of totality. I want to see the corona. That's what I want to see.
One of the things that intrigued me, as the eclipse progressed, the insects that are active during the day went quiet, and slowly nocturnal insects began their chorus. As totality neared, the excitement was palpable. Finally, the moment everyone had waited for arrived. The Matthews family from Texas watched the eclipse from a spot along the lake.
So guys, was it worth it?
Yes, absolutely.
What'd you think?
I thought it was going to be more like actual like nighttime, but when like the sun came back out, oh man, it looked like a spotlight was coming down.
I actually liked the progression.
Looking at the lake and watching the lake get dim and then back to bright
and
within
2 minutes. And then the cicadas coming out.
Yeah, I liked coming back to bright.
Yeah, it was totally worth it. That was one of the most awesome things I've ever seen.
Tom Schlatter wasn't disappointed either.
It was awesome. We didn't see the shadow bands, but then we didn't waste too much time looking for that. Didn't see the diamond ring on the way in, but on the way out, we definitely saw it. Did anybody see the Baylor beads?
I didn't see the beads. I saw the end of the diamond ring when it first came in.
I saw the beads because that was the first thing you saw when there was light coming out.
Kai Erickson watched the total eclipse with his girlfriend Annie Rosine and her family. The astrophysics major from the University of Minnesota described the experience.
I was terrified, honestly. I've never seen anything like that. That was amazing, but it was very cool. It was bizarre.
While he knew the sun would come back, he says it was unnatural and not something you ever see. His girlfriend, also a University of Minnesota student, was equally awed.
I like let out an involuntary yelp when it happened. I was like, oh my gosh, that's it. I've seen like graphics of what it should look like, but the actual eclipse was so much more incredible than I like was ready for, I think. And it happened so fast, and everything around, there was like a 360 sunset happening. It was incredible.
After totality, which lasted only a little more than a minute, daylight returned all too quickly. I found myself wishing I could have just a little more time in totality. Soon after it was over, everyone packed up their gear, loaded up their cars, and drove away to resume their own lives, but now with one spectacular shared experience. For KSMU, I'm Michelle Skaliski.